with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police are responding to reports of an active shooter at a synagogue outside Detroit. That's where smoke is seen billowing from the roof of the building. WDIV-TV reports a truck crashed into the Temple Israel Synagogue in West Bloomfield Township, Michigan, today. Footage from the scene shows dozens of police vehicles surrounding the building. The Jewish Federation of Detroit advising all Jewish organizations in the area to, quote, go into lockout protocol, nobody in or out of your building. The United Nations Security Council demanding a halt to Iran's targeting of neighboring Gulf states that threaten global oil supplies.
The war is not just dealing a blow to the oil and gas industry by shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, but also shutting down the few ports in the Middle East from where oil is exported. And the Iranians really seem to be digging in order to create a prolonged economic shock. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard has now said that international Western financial institutions are also legitimate targets because they say that one of their banks has been hit.
That's BBC's Barbara Plett Usher. Iran's new supreme leader has released his first statement since succeeding his late father. The Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei said that Iran would keep up its attacks on its Gulf Arab neighbors. Now that the U.S. Mint has stopped making pennies, states are setting new rules for how you pay with cash.
Some states are considering legislation to allow or require businesses to round purchase totals to the nearest nickel. Indiana already requires rounding for cash sales that do not end in 0 or 5 cents. Experts call the common method symmetrical rounding. A federal bill that would apply the symmetrical rounding standard across the country is stalled in Congress. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Idaho lawmakers want gay marriage to be repealed in that state. Here's Michael Harrington.
The State House of Representatives has passed a resolution calling on the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn its 2015 decision legalizing same-sex unions in all 50 states. The resolution says that the gay marriage decision, quote, is at odds with the Constitution and the principles upon which the United States is established. It also points out that marriage had always been considered the province of state law. The Idaho Senate will take up the resolution next. Michael Harrington reporting.
Belgian officials say Monday's explosion near a synagogue in the eastern city of Liège was an anti-Semitic act. Federal prosecutors are investigating, and several other countries in Europe are tightening security. Police say the blast happened in the early hours of Monday. Nobody was hurt, but the windows of a building in front of the synagogue were blown out altogether because of the powerful blast. This is SRN News. After a highly publicized scandal and the removal of the earlier president, Ohio State has named a successor for its former president. We get more details from correspondent Mike Hempen.
Ohio State has elevated its chief academic officer to president, bypassing the traditional nationwide search. Trustees have voted unanimously to appoint executive vice president and provost Ravi Palamkonda as former president Walter Ted Carter Jr.'s successor. He joined Ohio State after holding leadership, research, or teaching positions at Emory University, Duke, Georgia Tech, and Case Western Reserve University. Carter abruptly resigned as president Sunday following revelations about his inappropriate relationship with the female host of a podcast for military veterans. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.